This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The first reported case of COVID-19 variant, first found in the United Kingdom, has now been discovered in the U.S. state of Colorado. Governor Jared Polis and state health officials announced Tuesday that the case was found in a man in his 20s who's in isolation and has no travel history. British scientists believe the new virus variant is more contagious than previously identified strains. Colorado health officials say the new vaccines against the virus are believed to be effective against the variant. Public health officials are investigating other potential cases and doing contact tracing to determine the variant's spread in the state. President Donald Trump's push for large pandemic relief checks to struggling Americans stalled out on Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked a vote on the matter proposed by Democrats. Republican senators appear split over new spending. The Republican leader signaled an alternative approach, linking President Trump's demand for aid with restrictions the president wants on tech companies. McConnell says the Senate will begin a process to address the issues, but the next steps are highly uncertain. The House approved the larger checks. The Canadian province of Quebec is urging the federal government to require COVID-19 testing for residents who return from a year-end vacation. The request comes after images of maskless tourists spending time at overseas beaches hit social media as cases rose. Canada's travel restrictions are among the world's toughest, with non-essential foreigners normally denied entry and citizens returning from abroad mandated to quarantine. This is VOA News. The U.S. Acting Attorney General said Tuesday the country is ready to try a militant convicted of murdering American journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. This comes after a Pakistani court ordered the militant's release. The decision by Sindh High Court to release the accused comes months after it sparked outrage for overturning the murder conviction and death sentence of Ahmed Omer Saeed Sheikh. The court also acquitted three other men connected to the case. The four are being held under the emergency orders of the local government, while an ongoing appeal against their acquittals is heard in the Supreme Court. Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen said the U.S. stands ready to take custody of Omar Sheikh. The European Union and United States criticized the jailing of a citizen journalist in China who reported on the early outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic from Wuhan. A Chinese court handed down a 4-year jail term on Monday to Zhang Zhan, who reported at the peak of the crisis in the city where the coronavirus first emerged. Her lawyer said Zhang was jailed on the grounds of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The EU's diplomatic agency called for Zhang's immediate release, sourcing credible people that have said she has been subject to torture and ill treatment during her detention. The European External Action Service added, it is crucial that she receives adequate medical assistance. The U.S. State Department approved a potential sale of 3,000 precision-guided munitions to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. It's a deal valued up to $290 billion, according to the Pentagon. The sale comes in the final days of President Trump's presidency, and President-elect Biden has pledged to handle things differently. He has said he would halt arms sales to Saudi Arabia, the Middle East's biggest buyer of American weapons, in a bid to pressure Riyadh to end a war in Yemen that has caused the world's worst humanitarian crisis. The Pentagon statement said the proposed sale will improve Saudi Arabia's ability to meet current and future threats. Despite approval by the State Department, the notification does not mean a contract has been signed or that negotiations have concluded. Russia state investigators said on Tuesday they have opened a new criminal case against Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. They have accused him of fraudulently spending public donations to organizations he controls on his personal needs. The move is likely to be seen as the latest sign that the Kremlin does not want the Putin critic, who is recovering in Germany, to return. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka.